Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we launch into a fresh week, taking a look at the prayer guide that I published early this morning, sent out on email. Last week, we began the week with kind of a recap of a sermon I shared on A Time to Wait. And this week's prayer guide is kind of a follow-up to that, as it's about learning to wait. And so all this week, we're going to be talking about different aspects of that, oft-avoided topic of waiting. Why we should wait, how we should wait, our attitude in waiting. Just a variety of things. So often throughout scriptures, we read of God calling his people to wait. And probably one of the most quoted passages when it comes to waiting is out of the book of Isaiah, where God says that even youth, even young people grow tired and weary and they stumble. He says, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. So they'll rise up on wings like eagles. What an incredible promise for those who learn to wait. As I talked about a little bit last week, I'm not talking about a do-nothing kind of waiting. As Jesus taught throughout the New Testament, so much of what he did was all... phone's ringing, sorry about that. Was all about God's people learning to wait. And he talked about waiting for the arrival of the kingdom of heaven. And in doing so, there was so much that he wanted us to learn about being prepared, about what I call an active waiting, about doing what we can when we can. And so today, as we spend some time focused on learning to wait, I would encourage you to talk to God, to find out how he would have you to be active in your waiting, and how he would teach you in those times where you're waiting and you don't want to. You see, that's where most of us find the difficulty, is we're in a season of waiting and we want to be doing. And we can't. Something has stopped us. All of our efforts have not accomplished what we hoped for or needed or wanted. And so today, as we start a week focused on learning to wait, I would encourage you to find joy, find contentment in the busyness of life, in the busyness of this world. As strange as it might feel, there can be contentment and pleasure in learning to pause and wait upon the Lord. So many times in life we spend time with God and we start to get an idea of what he would want us to do. And at least in my life, typically that results in me starting something that God hasn't said to start yet. He's still training. He's still preparing. He's still teaching me a lot of things that I need to know. And it's easy, at least for many of us, to kind of run ahead of God, to kind of do our own thing. And God says, wait. Now, we'll talk times throughout the week that this isn't an excuse not to do what God calls you to do. Learning to wait isn't about avoiding the good work that God prepared in advance for you to do. You see, that's the other side of the coin, so to speak. Sometimes we use waiting as an excuse to avoid our responsibility, to avoid helping someone, to avoid reaching out and speaking God's truth, to avoid the difficult tasks that God has prepared us for that we're not ready, we don't think we're ready for. And so it's about balance. And really want to make that clear as we head into this week that learning to wait is all about preparation. It's all about enjoying your time with God and being prepared for what He calls you to do. This morning in a children's Bible story that I read online, it was the story of David and Goliath. Now, one of the things that often gets overlooked in the life of David is his anointing by the prophet to be king was a long time prior to him actually becoming king. And his season of waiting, his season of preparation, took him through a lot of things that I think many of us would read about and think, well, I would have liked to avoid that. But all of his waiting were elements in his education, were elements in his instruction, were elements in his preparation to trust God more fully than ever before. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to spend time with God asking and examining accurately how well you like to wait. And more specifically, what God would have you to do when it's time to wait. What you need to learn. One of the best things we can do when we're in a season of waiting is spend time, even more so than perhaps usual, in God's Word and in prayer. Gleaning from His instruction and His presence, His Spirit. And we do that when we spend time examining and asking God to help us. But also as you pray, ask God if there's things that you ought to be doing that you've used waiting as an excuse to keep from doing. And today, as we prepare to worship God together, whether you're worshiping in a church building with other believers, whether you're worshiping God at home or somewhere else, perhaps using online technology to be able to worship with others even when you're not physically with them. Take the time to wait. I often say in prayer, one of the most difficult things for us to do is to wait for God's response. To make it a conversation so that it's not just us talking, but we're listening and waiting. And so this week we're going to continue this conversation each morning. And most mornings will be a lot earlier than today, but that's the nature of the weekends. I'm able to sleep in a bit. But let's take some time and talk to God as we learn to wait. Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. You've drawn us to Yourself. Your desire is that we would seek You above all else. And to help us do that, you have called us to seasons of waiting, of times where we are being prepared for a greater work, for a different work, for something that we're not yet ready for. So, Father, if we find ourselves, and when we find ourselves in those seasons, those times of waiting, may we do so with anticipation. May we eagerly look for the lessons that we need to learn. May we continue to do the things that are a part of being faithful to you, are a part of being faithful in representing Jesus, even as we wait. God, may we take these seasons of life and may we prepare them and be prepared for them. And in those times where we recognize, and perhaps others have pointed out, that we've become overwhelmed, may we learn to step back and wait intentionally, so that we can be renewed, we can be refreshed, we can rise up on wings as eagles. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that the busyness that we often put upon them would be tempered by a modeling and a teaching of relaxing and waiting and learning as we step back. And Father, may those times that we need to wait not be permanent times, but maybe they'd be times of preparation, that we would be ready for a greater involvement in serving you and serving people and sharing the good news about Jesus. Father, today I continue to pray for so many who are struggling, that are dealing with family sickness and disease, and some that are watching loved ones pass from this life to the next, others that are watching loved ones struggle mightily and trying to regain strength and health and overcome infections and diseases. Some who are grieving and mourning the loss of loved ones that they just miss terribly. Father, for all of them, I pray that the season that they're in will help them to grow in their faithfulness and their trust. That they will see your hand at work. That your comfort, the comfort that David knew and would write about of being comforted even in the valley of the shadow of death, even in the greatest darkness that he experienced, of knowing your presence is never gone, but it's always with him. May we experience that same sense of refreshing and calmness in the midst of our darkest valleys. And Father, when we are called upon to wait, may we do so actively in anticipation of the things that you will do in our life, the things that you will teach us, the refreshing that you will bring, the healing that will take place. Father, today as we prepare and as we gather to worship, may our worship of you be a continuation of the worship that we've been expressing to you all week. And in all of it, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.